Brothers, it's good to be here today. It's good to be loved. This is a day where we experience God's love for us. I would say it's a powerful thing to be loved. In recent weeks and months in this past year, I've experienced an outpouring of love from many different people, from former colleagues and students in UCO. I've experienced being loved from numerous brothers and sisters in community. I've experienced being loved by old and new friends. I've experienced being loved by my brothers in the service of the word, by my family. And I have to say that to be loved is a very, very powerful thing. I received an email from an old friend, a former colleague of mine, and she expressed her appreciation for me and her love for me in this email. Being loved moves me forward. It stirs me into action when I am too often drawn towards resignation. Love moves me to struggle against adversity. To be loved is a very powerful thing. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. To be loved is to be brought from death into life. To be loved is to have our sins covered by the blood of Christ. To be loved is to escape eternal punishment. To be loved is to be reconciled to our Heavenly Father through the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. To be loved is to be hidden in Christ, awaiting the appearing of Christ in glory when we too will appear with him. To be loved is a very powerful thing. I sought the Lord and he answered me and delivered me from all my fears. Those who look to him are radiant, and their faces shall never be ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. To be loved is to be heard and answered by the Lord. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who in every respect has been tempted, as we are, yet without sin. To be loved is to be understood by the Lord. For the Lord disciplines the one he loves and chastises every son whom he receives. To be loved is to be disciplined by the Lord. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. To be loved is to be forgiven by the Lord. The love of Christ sustains us. The love of Christ lifts us up. The love of Christ sets us high on a rock. The love of Christ is a shield for us. It lifts our heads up to look upon him, and looking upon love changes us and glorifies us. To be loved is a powerful thing. By this we know love, that he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brothers. To be loved compels us to lay our lives down for the brothers. Love allows us and moves us to live for others, to be given away. Why would a man forfeit his life? Why would a man gifted and skilled in many different ways, as our brothers are, surrender it all to Christ? Why would a man forsake his freedom and choose a life of discipleship, subordination, and humility? Why would a man deny himself many things that a disciple is free to have? Why would a man give up what God has given him, his very own life? Because to be loved is a very powerful thing, and being loved by Christ stirs a man to love back with all that God has given him, his very own life. The love of Christ compels us. It moves us to courage. It moves us to act. And today God shows his love for us by allowing us to witness six men testify to the all-surpassing love of Christ. Brothers, today God shows his love for us by adding to our number not only two brothers, but their families as well. God has loved our brothers by calling them to this life and pouring out his grace upon them. Greater love has no man than this, than to lay down his life for a friend. Today we see men forfeit and forsake their lives for Christ and for their brothers. In this we are loved. A friend loves at all times, and a brother is born for adversity. God loves us today by uniting us to men who are not only willing to lay down their lives, pick up their crosses to follow Christ, but are also able and willing to help us carry our crosses along the way. We've all experienced weakness, failure, shame in our lives. But today, God answers our prayers and supplications in sending men whom He has called to make a magnanimous gift of self to Him and our life together. Brothers, to be loved is a powerful thing. And today, God shows His love for us. Brothers, let us give thanks that we have a God who loves us. Let us enter the next few moments with awe and reverence, with joy and gratitude that God continues to call men to lay down their lives for His sake. Brothers, let us not remain unchanged by this love, but let us look upon this love that transforms hearts and minds and calls men in every generation to testify to His greatness. Amen. Amen. Amen.